Abigail Spanberger, Virginia Voters Chose Pragmatism Over Partisanship. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 4, 2025. Former Representative Abigail Spanberger, DBA, who was elected to be the next governor of Virginia and the state's first female governor, claimed that voters in the state chose pragmatism over partisanship. "Tonight, we sent a message," Spanberger told her crowd of supporters after several outlets called the election in her favor. "We sent a message to every corner of the Commonwealth. A message to our neighbors and our fellow Americans across the country. We sent a message to the whole world that in 2025, Virginia chose pragmatism over partisanship. We chose our Commonwealth over chaos," Spanberger added. "You all chose leadership that will focus relentlessly on what matters most, lowering costs, keeping our communities safe, and strengthening our economy for every Virginian. Leadership that will focus on problem-solving, not stoking division. You chose, we chose, leadership that will always put Virginia first." Spanberger's comments claiming that her voters picked pragmatism over partisanship come as a Heritage Action scorecard shows Spanberger with a 5% session score and a 5% lifetime score. Heritage Action reported that regarding the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which amends the National Voter Registration Act, NVRA, to require states to obtain proof of both U.S. citizenship and identity when registering an individual to vote in a federal election, Spanberger was against it. Regarding the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act that Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, introduced, Spanberger was also reported to be against it. The CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act is described as prohibiting a central bank digital currency, CBDC, from being issued by the government or Federal Reserve. In an op-ed in the Fairfax County Times, written by Julie Gunlock, the director of the Independent Women's Network, questioned if Spanberger could really be a moderate if she continues to run for governor while continuing to support Virginia Democrat Attorney General candidate Jay Jones, who pondered a hypothetical situation in which he would shoot a Virginia Republican lawmaker. "Can Abigail Spanberger really be a moderate if she continues to run for governor while supporting Jay Jones for attorney general, a man who's joked about wishing death on his opponent's children? Virginia voters are smart enough to know the answer to this question is a resounding no. Yet Spanberger keeps claiming to be a moderate anyway." CNN was among the outlets that called the race for Spanberger against current Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. R. Spanberger and Earl Sears had been vying to replace current Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. R. Due to the state not allowing governors to serve back-to-back terms. Spanberger received 55.5% of the vote, or 1,417,595 votes, while Earl Sears received 44.1% of the vote, or 1,132,958 votes, according to CNN. Spanberger, a former Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, officer, has vowed that if elected, she will rescind Youngkin's executive order from February, which directs state police and local law enforcement to work with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to identify and apprehend illegal aliens in the state. Breitbart News also reported that on several occasions, when asked if she supports biological males in girls' locker rooms or playing in girls' sports, she delivered word salads and avoided the question.